possible method for dealing with next year's school budget. For the rest of this year, however, Kenilworth, where most families live in million-dollar homes, will lose just $12 per pupil. And Cairo, which has been called the most desolate small town in America, will lose $47 for each student. I'm Dusty Rhodes.
And this is Morning Edition on WILL. I'm Jim Meadows. This story is up on our website at willnews.org.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Initial tests on an additional 5.5 million egg-laying chickens in Iowa has come back positive for the H5N2 avian influenza virus. Once confirmation tests are received, Iowa will officially raise the state total count to 9.5 million chickens and 80,000 turkeys. Iowa has roughly 60 million layers. Meanwhile, APHIS announced 6 new confirmed positive cases yesterday afternoon in Iowa, North Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. To date, about 13.3 million birds have been infected with the H5N2 virus. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 390,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to unknown destinations, these going out in the 15-16 marketing year. Yesterday afternoon, after the closing bell, NAS released its latest crop progress report for the week ending April the 26th. The numbers look like this. Corn planted 19% versus 9% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 25%. 2% of the corn crop is emerged versus the five-year rolling average of 6%. 2% of soybeans had been planted versus the five-year average of 4%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, well, I'm having a little bit of problem with that number. I'll get that to you in a bit. The NASDAQ 4519 is down 5.25. The S&P 500 is at 2003, and it is down almost 2 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest over the next few days will be favorable for field work, and some aggressive progress is likely to be made. We have mostly fair skies this morning and light winds. The temperatures are running mostly in the 40s, and it's a perfect start to a spring planting day across the region. We do not expect to see precipitation impact the majority of the region today, but we will have a chance for some showers to pop up across some of the areas in Michigan and Ohio, eastern Indiana, and a few other locations like in eastern Kentucky as we get into the day tomorrow and lingering a little bit on Thursday. The precipitation in those areas will run mostly a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 2 or 3 tenths of an inch most often, but there will be some locally greater amounts. The precipitation will become an aggravation for the future planting across the region. Obviously, there won't be much field work because of the shower activity, and some of that area is still plenty moist. Drying is needed. In contrast to that, most other areas in the Midwest will see dry conditions until Friday, and on Friday we'll likely see some showers and a couple of thunderstorms possibly popping up across a part of Iowa, some neighboring areas of eastern Nebraska, northeast Kansas, northern Missouri, maybe even a few areas in west central Illinois. The precipitation is going to be scattered and mostly light. We could see amounts up to half inch in a few locations. The precipitation will be disruptive, though, to the perfect conditions that were suggested yesterday. Now, other areas in the Midwest will be dodging that precipitation on Friday. On Saturday, most of the moisture will be down in Missouri and neighboring areas of Illinois and Kansas. The precipitation is still not expected to be any more significant than what I described previously, but it is going to be still a bit of a disruption to farming activity. Because of the light intensity of the precipitation, though, farmers will be back into the fields rather quickly after the event passes on, and some field work will resume as we get into the weekend. The temperature temperatures across the region over these next few days should be helpful in getting the ground to dry down a little bit, but it's still going to be a little bit on the cool side for a little while longer. Portions of the Midwest will see temperatures mostly in the 60s and lower 70s here today, but there will be a small pool of cooler air that will occur in portions of Michigan and some neighboring areas in northern Indiana and parts of Ohio. Those areas will see a bit of a cooler bias still prevailing on Wednesday and Thursday because of that upper level low pressure system, the cloudiness and shower activity that's expected in those areas, and the high temperatures on Thursday afternoon will be limited to the 50s and lower 60s in that area. Meanwhile, everybody else in the Midwest will be in the 60s and 70s with the most consistent 70 degree warmth likely near and to the west and south of the Missouri River. As we get to the end of the weekend, early part of next week, temperatures will become warmer in the eastern Midwest as well, and most everybody will be seeing temperatures in the 70s with some 60s in the north. Warmest weather will be in the southwestern Corn Belt, where parts of Kansas and Missouri may see temperatures getting up over 80 degrees for a brief period of time on Sunday, and even on Monday of next week, we could see some additional temperatures like that, working their way a little further to the east to areas just near and south of the Ohio River. Our low temperatures at night are expected to be mostly in the upper 30s and 40s tonight, and again tomorrow night, with those 30s mostly confined to areas in the far north.
Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from the Friends of WILL. Thank you. And from Busey, with more than 145 years of strength and service in our communities. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 490 and three quarters unchanged. July, 497 and three quarters, up 1 3/4. Soft May wheat is 469 and a half, down 3/4. July, 473 and a quarter unchanged. May corn is 361, up 1/4. July, 364 and a half, down 1/4. September, 372 and a quarter, now 72 even, down 1/2. December, 382 and 3/4, down 1/2. March is 16, 394, down 1/4. July, 409, down 1/4. May soybeans are 982, they're up 9. July, 981 and 3/4, up 8 and 3/4. September, 963, up 6 and a half. November, 957 and a quarter, up 5 and a quarter. May soybean meal, 318.20, up 3.10. May soybean oils, 31.67, it's up a penny. April live cattle, 161.50, up 102 and a half. April feeders, 215.90, up a dollar. And May lean hogs are 72.92 and a half, and they are up 65 cents. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhard of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, 19% of the corn crop is in the ground on a national level. In the state of Illinois, it is 31% versus the five-year rolling average of 37%. As you go around the state, Pete, where is the planting getting done and where does it need to get done?
West of Illinois River, an awful lot of it's done. West of Springfield to Jacksonville's a lot done. You get spots, then otherwise. Through here, we're probably a third done, maybe half done. But we've got farmers that are done and others that are just starting. You get to the eastern side of the state, there's places nothing's done. 20 miles down the road, they're done. So it's real spotty. You go further south, you go south of, let's say, Effingham across, there's not much of anything done south of Effingham. From Effingham to Mattoon, there's some done, but not much. And as you go north, it gets a lot heavier done.
And people are who are done are starting on soybeans this week?
Yep, they're starting soybeans today and tomorrow in a lot of places and going there.
All right, let's look at the market. What do you make of the soybean market? Is it showing a little bit of strength? It's similar to yesterday, although by now yesterday the market was already giving back some of its gains in the soybeans. It's holding them today.
Yeah, the planting pace on corn that they expect to go this week is saying we're going to have less bean acres, so that's helping pull beans up. Plus, there's a little worry about logistics out of South America. that are helping hold them up. But, I mean, we were up. We made the highs 2 hours ago, backed off six from them. We're back up two off the highs, one off the highs now again. But we did back off five to six off those highs like we did yesterday.
And in the corn, although we're up slightly, we have probed the downside today and actually made new lows.
Yeah, we did make new lows. We were down a couple cents. We've been up 1.5 on the other side of it, and we're near the highs right now, up a penny, penny and a half. So I think it'll be mixed all day. Good planting pace, but there's still places that haven't started.
Do you think that traders are going to say we're gone low enough for now? Or, and I guess the question really is, who's going to buy this market at this point?
Well, there's been people trying to buy it for the last every dime down, thinking, oh, we're near it. And there's a lot of people thinking we're near it within 5 to 15 cents of it now. So there's people out there looking to buy it, trying to buy it. And if it goes a little lower, they'll buy it again.
I know commercials are supporting it.
Yes.
All right, Pete, thanks much.
Have a great one.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick, May corn 362 up 1.25, July 365 3/4 up 1, September 373 up 0.5, December 383 3/4 up 0.5, May beans 983 1/2 up 10.5, July 983 1/2 up 10.5, September 963 up 6.5, November 959, and it is up 7. May soybean meal 319.70 up 460. May soybean oil 31.62 down 4 cents. Hard red winter May wheat is 491 3/4 up 1. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.